Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Troubleshooting Tips and Hints for WebSphere JDBC Adapter. Today's presenter is Paula Jones. Paula is a Level 2 support engineer for the WebSphere Adapter's products in the software group Application and Middleware. At this point in time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Paula.
Thank you, Joseph. Good morning to everyone. As Joseph has said, I'll be covering a few troubleshooting tips and hints for the JDBC adapter. As Joseph stated, I am in the adapter level 2 support. Basically, we work PMRs or issues that are open by customers that have issues with our adapter, in this case JDBC adapter. I also support other adapters, but thought hopefully this presentation will be useful to you. Pull together some things that I hope will be helpful in resolving some issues that you may encounter with the adapter. Hopefully things work well for you, but when they don't, hopefully this presentation will be a good reference for you. Next slide, please, Joseph. So today I'll just go through a introduction. I've already kind of told you a little bit about myself, but I do reside here in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina, or you may have heard of the Raleigh-Durham area. Research Triangle Park sits in between, I would say, those two cities, and IBM has quite a large facility here with the software group. I've been in this area probably 6 years, but coming up on 27 years with IBM. So what we'll cover today is I'll just go through a brief overview of the JDBC adapter, what it is or what it does for you, which I'm pretty sure most people on the call are already familiar with. And then the bulk of the presentation will be on some troubleshooting tech notes that I chose that are published already on our support website. By no way will I try to, you know, bombard you with many of them, but I just pulled a few that I thought may be useful to kind of get your juices flowing that hopefully if you run into these issues, they may be useful in resolving your issue. If you, you know, feel like, okay, none of these tech notes really address things that I've seen or, you know, I need to find, you know, information about another issue, we'll go through some self-help tips, ways that you can find more information if the things that I specifically share with you are not helpful or useful. And then we'll open it up at the end for a question and answer period. Slide 3, please. So the WebSphere adapter for JDBC is basically allows you to interact and exchange information with a database. And some of the databases you may be using are Oracle. We see a big customer base with that, DB2. Still see quite a few that are using MS SQL Server, and probably not as many maybe with Informix or Sybase. And so the adapter just allows you to either send requests to the database, whether you're creating, updating, deleting events in the database, or receive events from the database by pulling the event table. So just a quick overview of what the adapter does. So next slide, please. So what we'll do now is just go through a few of troubleshooting tech notes and trying to think of how to approach this, because sometimes when you're looking at a tech note, it's, okay, what does this really do for me? So I think it's helpful to kind of just look at it as what is this tech note addressing? What problem is it addressing that a customer encountered? So we'll look at the problem that this particular customer encountered, which required or prompted the tech note to be written, and then go through the cause of what the issue was, and then describe the solution that was provided to the customer that resolved this issue. And on each tech note, I will have the URL reference. So If you want to go look at it in more detail, if it may be useful to you, you can do that after the call. Go actually find that tech note and go through it and read it in more detail. Now, I'd like to make a note to say that when the tech note was created, it was created for that particular customer's issue, his particular environment, his particular problems that he encountered. So in some cases, I've seen, even though these tech notes may have been useful in many customers' environments, there were some cases where I've seen that they may not address your problems because there may be something different in your environment that tech note really doesn't resolve your issue. But for the ones that I chose, I would say a large number of the customer issues that came in, it did address it and correct that issue. So just kind of want to, you know, throw that caveat to say that a tech note may not 100% for every customer's environment, but for a large portion of them. Slide five, please. Okay, so here's one that I thought was kind of, you know, instead of including 100 tech notes to try to go through today, this is one that I felt like is a good starting point. If you're having issues or want to know more about known problems or issues with the JDBC adapter, a one that's called Frequently Asked Questions about JDBC Database Server and Database Driver. So basically, this tech note came about from our Level 3 in conjunction with Level 2, Level 3 being development, Level 2 being the support group. There was a need to, with all the wealth of information that we have out there as far as tech notes on the JDBC adapter, it was thought to be a good idea to try to collect what we felt like were the most useful ones and put them in one, because sometimes it may be difficult to find, you know, a particular tech note depending on how you're searching or what keywords you use to search on. So this tech note is a collection of those type of tech notes. So it basically describes issues that have been encountered with the JDBC adapter, whether it be driver issues or other type of issues. It specifically talks about the different database types, as I mentioned in before, DB2, Oracle, SQL Server, probably not as much on Informix or Sybase. But it also, being a kind of a collection of tech notes, it mentions, has links there to the software and hardware requirements for not only the JDBC adapter, but other adapters. For example, you may want to know, you know, if it runs on a certain platform or certain operating system and what version and such. So there's links there for that. That's probably useful when you're planning, you know, maybe upgrading or that kind of thing. Also, it has a link that I think is worth mentioning, a link to our recommended fixes. In other words, maybe you want to find out, you know, what's the latest fix pack for a particular release of the adapter. There's a link there for that. Also, it has a link to the Info Center. And the Info Center is basically where our adapter, in particular JDBC adapter documentation along with others, resides. So if you're running JDBC adapter, you know, 7.0, 6.2, 6.1, you can go to this Info Center and find adapter documentation for that particular version that you're running, which may be useful to answer, you know, just, you know, specific, or you need to read up a little bit more about, you know, a certain topic on the adapter. And then finally, the tech note is probably organized in where it talks about build time, in other words, build time or runtime issues that have been encountered. Build time meaning you're discovering the business objects and maybe you hit some problem. For example, you know, I'm trying to discover objects on the Oracle database and it's taking a long time, you know, something along that line. And then runtime issues, meaning your adapter is up and running, you encounter some problem, whether you're running inbound or outbound adapter. So this is just probably a good place to start if you don't see anything there that addresses your issue, that just may be useful information to be aware that it is available and maybe a reference later on. Slide 6, please. Here's another tech note that I've seen where the adapter basically fails and throws a failed to initialize cursor. And, again, this is normally caused because the business object data that was received by the adapter was null, and it shouldn't have been. It shouldn't have been null. So, you know, the obvious solution is to make sure that the business object data sent to adapter is not null. But I think that maybe the error that's thrown may not actually screen that out to you, but this is probably a good thing to check if you ever hit this kind of error. I have an error where this situation did not resolve it, but again, like I said, I think for a large number of the issues that I've seen, this was normally the case. And I know I've seen some customers that have decided to put in some type of logic to check that the data is not null before it's sent to the adapter, and therefore they don't hit this issue. So just a reference to check that if you hit this fail to initialize cursor error. Slide 7, please. Now, this one was kind of interesting to me, and I think I've seen multiple issues that came in with this. This particular customer was running, I can't remember the exact number, but I would say probably 25 JDBC adapters. Not sure why, whether they were doing load, you know, testing or testing or what the case may be, but they were trying to run, you know, a large number, in this case, say 25 adapters, and they could never get more than 20 adapters to start. And we discovered that there was a WAS or WebSphere application server, red pool, maximum pool size, that had a default of 20. And with this, that meant only 20 adapters would be able to start. I can remember the customer would tell me that I can start the 21st adapter if I stop the 20th or any number in between 1 and 20. So, you know, that kind of begged that there must have been some threshold or maximum number of adapters that could start set somewhere. And it ended up being this particular parameter or property that you can set the thread pool. Here I go through, I kind of tell you how you could go through and set that adapter, and it may be useful to enable tracing that you see here so you can see that thread pool setting is set to the number that you desire. Again, the TechNote URL goes into a little bit more detail about this and how to do it. So I definitely recommend if you're doing anything like this where you're, you know, running a large number of adapters, just be aware of this option and that you may have to adjust it depending on your environment. Slide 8, please. Now, this one, I would say I'm pretty sure we probably get this maybe once a week or more. In fact, I think I just got an issue this week with this particular problem where the JDBC adapter version 6.1, 6.2, in this case they were using WPS 6.1 and 6.2 with high availability or HA was enabled. We probably see this quite a bit, and this tech note is probably definitely has a large hit, if not from external, but definitely internal, in addressing these kind of issues. So basically, the symptom is your adapter is deployed, things are working, it's polling the events from the event store, event table, and all of a sudden it stops polling. You may restart the server and it starts polling and it stops again. Or it may, you know, just sporadically, you know, stop or start. Kind of unpredictable results. This particular version, although we're up to version 7.0, on the JBDC adapter. We know there are many still running on 6.1 or 6.2. And with this, it basically is the issue where the messaging endpoint is not activated for the adapter. If you're having JDBC tracing enabled, you can actually see this in your tracing, if it was activated or not. So that's definitely a hint to say, okay, my adapter's not polling. My events are still sending my event table. Why aren't they getting picked up? If you didn't see that in your trace, then that would give you certainly an indication that that messaging endpoint is not activated. So the solution with this was to basically running a WAS, a WebSphere Application Server, FixFact 61025 or above. There was a new JVM custom property called Change Member State on Activating. And this property, unfortunately not by default, wasn't set to true. So basically you have to go in and set this property to true. And if you're running in a clustered environment, you must set the property on every server in the cluster. And again, I will say that there's been times that I saw that this, you know, there were maybe other problems going on, maybe with WPS with high availability. But I would say probably 90-95% of the time, this particular tech note running JDBC adapter 6162 would address this issue of the adapter not polling, not picking up the event from the event tape. So I think it's very useful. If you ever see this issue, definitely reference this tech note, and hopefully it will be useful in resolving your issue. Slide 9, please. This one was one with I just kind of found odd, and I think I probably saw it more than once or twice. And normally, you know, if I work something, I work an issue, and I see it more than two or three times, it pretty much begs to create a tech note because it's probably going to keep popping up, and we probably need to get some content out there to be helpful in addressing this. So this is just basically where the customer is running JDBC adapter, in this case 6203, and invoking a stored procedure, in this case in a SQL Server database, where he was using what I call a database reserve keyword. And in this case, it threw the error, incorrect syntax near the keyword, in this case, user. I've seen the same type of error with other keywords being in the quotes. But in this case, it was a user. So probably just not a good idea to use reserved keywords depending on your particular database. I would say just avoid doing that. But if you must, then there are certain rules and limitations, I would say, depending on your database, whether you can use the keywords or not. And if you do, you may have to follow certain rules, whether you put it in double quotes or what have you. So this tech note just basically recommends not to do it, but if you must, there are some links in that tech note, depending on the database that you're using. I'm pretty sure Oracle and DB2 are probably there, and SQL Server. Limitations for that particular database if you must use reserved keywords. So just a good reference. Probably, you know, avoid it, but if you must, this is a good reference for you. Slide 10, please. Okay, so now I've gone through just a few tech notes, and hopefully, you know, some of them will be useful to you. But you may say, well, yeah, those were great, but it really doesn't either interest me or it didn't really address anything that I've seen. So now this next section will kind of broaden that if you want to go out and find out more information on a JDBC adapter, then this next section will kind of help you be self-help in discovering that information. So the things I'd like to cover in this section is just talk a little bit about our featured documents, or you may have the IBM newsletter. In the past, they've called it the proactive email. I'll tell you a little bit about what that is. And next, the compatibility matrix. We'll talk a little bit about this and what how it will be useful for you in your planning or upgrading of your environment with the JDBC adapter and other products. And next, the IBM support portal. We'll talk a little bit about how this is kind of be your driving engine into finding out a lot of these tech notes that I've mentioned before and how you can find other very useful information that's been published, not only for the JDBC adapter, but for other adapters. And then finally, we'll talk a little bit about the must-gather. You know, once you've done all the self-help, I've looked, I can't find anything that really addresses my issue, I need to engage adapter support. We'll talk a little bit about what the must-gather means and what it does to help you engage with support. Next slide, please. Okay, the featured documents for WebSphere adapters and also called the IBM newsletter. Now, this is a sort of a newsletter that is sent out on a quarterly basis. And what we try to do in this newsletter is to gather tech notes, documents, information that may be valuable in answering your questions about not only JDBC adapter, but WebSphere adapters in general. So the content of this tech note, as I said, is sent out on a quarterly basis, and you can subscribe to this newsletter, and it basically has maybe more proactive support, such as spotlight tech notes, things, maybe tech notes that we found that have been very useful in resolving many customer issues that we want to get that out in front of as many customers as possible, maybe planned maintenance that's coming up, and also education like these WSTE presentations or Tech Talk presentations or IEA or education assistant modules that may be available that may be useful into you into learning more about a particular product, whether it be JDBC adapter, other adapters. So this IBM newsletter, and I provided the link, is the latest one is out there published. I would suggest you go take a look at it. Hopefully that information is useful. And just be aware that this comes out on a quarterly basis. And I would encourage everyone to subscribe to this so you can receive it and sort of be aware of the things that we consider spotlight information that should be shared with our customers. Slide 12, please. Now, we talked about a little bit about the compatibility matrix. What is that? I actually helped to create this initial document, and it's kind of metamorphosis into a pretty huge document. But basically, we had a need where, when I first came into support, with all the many adapters and all the different versions, there was a need to know, you know, what is compatible with what. You know, I'm running JDBC Adapter 6.1. What does it work with? You know, what runtime does it work with? What, you know, operating system does it work with? What databases and so on and so forth? So this matrix is basically hopefully addressing all that type of information. Very useful for planning, I would say. You know, I'm getting ready to upgrade. Does this work with that? A good reference document for those type of issues. So pretty much, say for the JDBC adapter, it would list the release and the compatible products for that, the runtimes, whether in this case for JDBC adapter would be WebSphere Server or WPS or WebSphere Enterprise Server Bus. Those would be the two runtimes for that. It'll tell you the operating systems and the platforms that are compatible with that version of the adapter. Again, like I said, mentioned the runtime. So it's sort of divided by alphabetical order. So depending on if you were looking for JVDC adapter, you would click on the J, and then from there you would see not only JVDC adapter, but any other adapters that, you know, fell up under that. But it would give you, starting with version 7.0, which is our latest version, the operating systems, the platforms, the runtimes, the supported releases for that runtime. So just a good reference document to answer those kind of questions. I'm running this version. What is it compatible with? We try to make sure that this document is kept up to date as new releases are put out. Definitely, if you ever see, you know, anything that, you know, is missing or should be there, definitely let us know. But we try the very best. This document is maintained by a development group, but we use it quite often here in Level 2. So we try to make sure that it is always up to date, because I think it's just very useful in answering those kind of questions. Slide 13, please. So just trying to give you a little look at what does it look like. For example, if you went to that URL and you clicked on the J, and, you know, you could scroll down and you would see the WebSphere adapter for JDBC. And as you see, the first version would be 7.0. Kind of goes through this, the operating systems, runtime, database, any information that you would need to know about that particular adapter version and what is it compatible with. So just give you a little sneak of what that looks like. Slide 14, please. Okay. The IBM support portal for WebSphere adapters, not only for WebSphere adapters, but for many, many other products, adapters being just one of them. So I kind of consider this like a one-stop shop into, you know, all the published documentation for our adapters, JDBC in particular also. You know, whether I'm looking for a tech note or whether I'm looking for a WSTE presentation or I'm looking for documentation for that adapter, whatever the case may be, this is a place that you can go to that will probably lead you into the gateway of all that information. So how do I find all this information? Here's the place that I would suggest that you could go to not only find those tech notes we've talked about and other ones that we didn't, but a wealth of information. So it's basically a portal which says not only the ability to look for adapter documentation, but other products. Say if I'm running JDBC adapter with WebSphere Process Server, you're not only able to say, okay, I want look at the portal for adapters. I'm also running WPS or Process Server, and I want to add that in too. So maybe there's a tech note that's a cross between the JDBC adapter and WPS. You can add that product into your portal and not only look at useful adapter information, but also your runtime information, whether it be WPS or Enterprise Service Bus or a Message Broker, some of the other runtimes. So this portal, and I give you the link here, I gave you the one only for if you're only looking for adapters, but again, I said you can always add other products into the portal. You know, it will show you, you know, the WebSphere adapter portal, and then, you know, you can pull in other products as you see fit. But it basically had kind of divided up, and what I consider probably the areas that I use the most are the overview area, once you go into this portal, which give you accesses to the featured links, flashes and alerts, because sometimes we put out flashes and alerts when we realize, you know, unfortunately sometimes things happen on a fixed pack that we may have to refresh it, and we want to get that information out in front of our customers, then you may see a flashing alert. So it's a good place to look, you know, for that kind of information. And also that there is a place that you can maybe look at the most recent tech notes published. Say if I'm running on a new version and I'm wondering if other people have hit this problem, then hopefully there's been a tech note published, and if it has, it will show up. I believe they show maybe the top, the last 10 created on this overview page. And the next section in this portal that I find useful is the download section. And I'll show you a screenshot of that a little bit later. And on that download section, this is where you can find the recommended fixes, the compatibility matrix, and other information that you may be able to download. And the next final section I think is useful is the troubleshooting section. And this is where you could find those tech notes that I've mentioned, or search for those particular tech notes. So once you go to this part of the portal, there's a search keyword box. Say if you were looking for that adapting tech note, you could search on that and pull up not only that tech note, but many, many other tech notes. So again, you know, there's the link. From that link, you can, you know, modify it, change the portal to fit your particular interests, but starting with the adapters and add on as needed. Next slide, please. So just to give you a little sneak peek at what is this support portal and, you know, what would it look like. So, you know, if you use the link that I provided, you would come up the overview page, which is sort of the main landing you choose adapters. And from this, you can see that the featured links that I mentioned, the flashes and alerts. And you can also see on the next slide, 16, please. At the bottom of that same page, on the far left to the top, you can see where I chose Web3 adapters. In this case, I added on Web3 Process Server just to show you where you can add on different products depending on what you're looking for and what your desire is. Right below that, on the far left, you see the different tasks that I was referring to, whether it be the overview, which is what we're currently looking at, downloads, troubleshooting, documentation, forms, planning, installation. So, again, as I was saying, I kind of consider this as a one-stop shop into the world of, you know, the wealth of information that's published out there. On the right, far right, you can see where it says the most recent tech notes or the top 10. So this is where I was referring to, you know, maybe latest things that's been published. This is a quick view of that without having to go search through all the, you know, wealth of tech notes that are out there. Slide 17, please. The next section, where I probably spent a lot of time on this, but just when we're looking, you know, to see if we already have published documentation or tech notes or for a particular issue, goes this troubleshooting section, and up in the upper right hand, this is kind of where you can search. Again, like I said, maybe you're looking for that adapter stop polling tech note. That's where you can put in your search terms, say JDBC not polling or events, and then you would get a hit on that tech note and probably others. But this is just kind of the window into, I'm just looking for a tech note. Let me see, you know, do enter some search keywords and see what comes up. I think that's probably all I'm going to talk about on that. Next slide, please, slide 18. And then, again, just to show you that top 10 tech notes that have been published lately, just a good one, you know, one-stop shop, you know, let me see the latest stuff. Maybe this is something already known and been published, so this is just a good reference point to take a look at. Slide 19, please. Okay. So hopefully I've shared some, you know, useful things that maybe if you hit those issues, it would help you to resolve them quickly, to be able to move on in your development cycle, you know, keep your environment up and running clean. you know, if the tech notes that I mentioned weren't that useful, I've kind of shared with you ways that you could go search and look for other wealth of information on JDBC adapter and other adapters and other products that work with our adapters. But if you've done all that and you haven't found your answer and, you know, I still have this issue and I need to get it resolved, well, you may be at the point where you have to engage with support, in this case, JDBC adapter support. So the must gather is kind of a way that, and this is a tech note that's out there also, so if you went and searched on that troubleshooting tech note page and search for must gather, this will come up. But this provides a guide to you of how to engage with adaptive support. And this tech note kind of familiarizes you with the troubleshooting process and what we need to analyze and work an issue when you've encountered it. So the term must gather just pretty much represents the data or documentation that is needed to resolve a problem, such as the system information or what symptoms did you see, what steps did you take to hit this issue, whether it's recreatable or not, or if it's intermittent or not, how to set the traces to get the logs and the trace data that we need, and also other information like the version of the adapter, the version of your runtime, that kind of information. And hopefully what this tech note does is help you to gather the information when you first need to engage with adapter support on a JDBC adapter issue. It would help you gather the information that's needed, which would help us to more quickly determine if it's something that we already know about. You've hit a problem like that polling for events problem that we already know about, and we could quickly get you a solution or at least a suggestion to try, hopefully get your issue resolved quickly. If it's a non-defect problem that can be identified, or if it's it's really a defect in the product that we need to either engage development to take a look at and to get you a fix quickly that would resolve your issue and get you back up and running. So the must gather in a nutshell is just kind of a way that, and now I need to engage with adapter support. What do I need to give them so that my issue will be clear? The issue is, you know, what my environment is, and hopefully we'll be able to speed in getting a resolution. Next slide, please. And so I just recently kind of did a little overhaul on the must gather tech note that hopefully we streamlined it a little bit better where, and we'll see a couple of screens of this where the must gather not only, you know, tells you the information and how to gather it, we hopefully streamlined it where we do have what we call an automated collection, a data collector that has been created by one of our development groups for the adapters. And it's called Isolite. You may have heard of it. And it's basically an automated way of gathering all that wealth of documentation that we ask you for when you have to open the issue. We've put that on the main landing page of the must gather. So when you go look at that, the first thing you'll see, kind of give you a little overview of what the must gather is, but you'll see that at the top, using the Isolite data collector and how to download it and use it to help you gather all this documentation. I know sometimes customers are hesitant in downloading things, or, you know, especially if it's not their local machine they're working on. They may be a little hesitant about, is it going to put anything on my system that may be harmful? But yeah, it doesn't permanently install anything on the system, so we encourage customers to use this data automated data collector, Isolite, to gather the information. This hopefully that is easier if you don't miss not sending a piece of information that we need to slow down the process, that, you know, that support had to come back and say, hey, can you send me the trace dot log? Or, oh, you forgot to enable the trace setting. So it's just kind of a way to step you through, you don't miss those steps, and, you know, get all the information at once, zip it up, and be able to ship it to support that hopefully will help resolve your issue quicker. Currently, right now, we have isolate data collectors only for WebSphere Process Server and Message Broker. If you go there today, I believe you might just see it says just for Process Server, and we are aware that we need to update and include Message Broker also. If you're interested in using that, and, you know, since it's not out there for Message Broker, you feel free to contact me, and I can make sure that you get that data collector for Message Broker. Hopefully in the future we'll see, you know, the other runtimes as the need comes in to, you know, add other runtimes. But currently right now the data collector is just for Process Server and Message Broker. 21, please. So, you know, if you don't want to use the isolate data collector, you know, a little leery about, not quite sure what it's going to do, then you can manually go collect this information, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing that if that's what you choose to do. But this below, when you see the isolate, once you go to that take note, you'll see the list of JCA adapters that we support, JDBC adapter being one, so flat file, SAP, PeopleSoft, JD Edwards, Oracle, all the adapters that we support. You will see links for each one of those adapters. Once you click on, say, the JDBC adapter, it'll step you through all the documentation, depending on whether you have a build time or runtime error that you need to gather, and where to go find that information. So just very useful. I know sometimes we ask for information and, you know, you may not know exactly how to find that out. So this is a way that kind of steps you through manually how to find out that information. And as for, you know, as I said, build time issues when you run the external service wizard, what is needed to troubleshoot an issue like that, or whether it's a runtime issue, how to set the trace settings, you know, recreate your issue and gather the information such as the version of trace logs, FFDC files, and et cetera, and how to find that information. Next slide, please. So this is just kind of a snapshot of what that must gather looks like. You know, this is a presentation on JDBC adapter, JCA adapter in particular, but this must gather, which we may have some people that are still using what I call our legacy or our WebSphere business integration adapters. That information is contained here also, but I really didn't want to, you know, mix that up, but just an FYI on the side of what documentation would be required for those legacy adapters also. So, again, you know, it just shows you a little bit about, you know, what this technique is and what it will do for you. Slide 23, please. Just to summarize, hopefully that I've went through a few tech notes that may be useful in resolving some of your JDBC adapter issues. And if those weren't that useful to you, hopefully I've shared with you ways that you could go find other information about the JDBC adapter and other adapters, the IBM newsletter, through the compatibility matrix, using the IBM support portal, or unfortunately sometimes we realize that none of that has helped and you need to engage with support and how to do that quicker and faster and more efficient by using the must gather tech note. Next slide, please. So here's a few links that would be useful to you, that maybe in your spare time that you could go take a look at this wealth of links here to hopefully give you a little bit more information about the WebSphere support technical exchange and your other useful information for presentations and thoughts and things of this type of nature. Next slide, please. So right now I'd like to turn it back over to Joseph.
Thank you, Paula, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
We have no questions.
Thank you, Jackie. And at this point in time, we will conclude the presentation.